Legally speaking, who is a parent? It's not necessarily a straightforward question for blended families, LGBT plus families, Indigenous families with strong kinship ties, or for kids born via surrogacy or sperm or egg donor. Next week, the High Court of Australia will hear a case commenced by a sperm donor known as Robert, who's fighting to be defined as a parent. Fiona Kelly is a law professor at La Trobe University. She's speaking here with Damien Carrick.
This is a really complex set of facts. We have Susan, who is the biological mother of the child in question. And at the time she conceived the child with Robert, who is the sperm donor or father, depending on how we interpret the case, she was single, though in a kind of very early relationship with a lesbian partner, Margaret. And so at the time of conception, it was really a decision between Susan and Robert that she conceived this child. And then Margaret became her long-term partner, and they've now been together for more than a decade, so they're considered de facto partners. And Greg, who is the partner of Robert, has also been involved in the child's life. Susan and Margaret went on to have a second child together, and for that child, they used an anonymous donor through a clinic. So Robert is only the biological father of the first child.
And Robert is actually listed on the child's birth certificate as a parent.
Yeah, so it looks like the original agreement was something along the lines of a co-parenting arrangement. So Robert has been involved from day one. The use of the term co-parenting is in the agreement that the parties had, and he's listed, as you said, on the child's birth certificate.
And not only is there a contract or an agreement, but in fact, the life of the child, or indeed the children, would suggest he's been very much involved in their lives. Tell me, what's his involvement been?
Absolutely. So he has been playing the role that I think most of us would consider a parental, fatherly role in the children's lives. So they actually both refer to him as dad. And the second child only somewhat recently became aware of the fact that he wasn't her biological father. So the two children have essentially grown up with him as a father who didn't live in their home, but who very much played a fatherly role in their lives, and his partner as well was involved.
They spent a substantial number of nights at the house.
Yeah, it would look similar to a kind of shared parenting type agreement, though all of the decisions of the court so far have agreed that Susan and Margaret are the children's primary caregivers.
Now, the reason this family structure is now being evaluated and put under the microscope in a court is because Margaret and Susan want to relocate to New Zealand with the children, and Robert is opposed to this.
Yeah, so he's arguing that he's a parent and therefore should play a role in the decision about whether they can move or not.
So he's asking the court to give him status as a parent so he can object to this relocation. As I understand it, the family court is the legal forum that decides on these relocation disputes. So that's what he's trying to achieve.
Exactly. If he is a legal parent, he has a much stronger case. He can go to court and argue, I'm a parent, I have rights and responsibilities in relation to this child, and I can argue that it would be in the child's best interest to remain in Australia. If he's not a legal parent, he actually can still bring a case in the family court as someone who's concerned with the care, welfare, and development of the child, but it's not as strong a claim as he would have if he was a parent.
So Fiona Kelly, what's the current state of the law? And you've got the Family Law Act at the federal level, and you've also got, this is in New South Wales, you've also got New South Wales law at play here too.
The current state of the law is a bit of a mess, would probably be the best description. So you've got two potentially competing laws, and they say quite different things.
Opposite things.
Opposite things, in fact, yes. So the Family Law Act doesn't actually address the situation of who is a legal parent where artificial conception is used and the woman is unpartnered. So it addresses it when the woman has a partner, whether opposite sex or same sex, but simply doesn't mention single women. Whereas the state law, New South Wales law and every other state in Australia, is quite clear that a woman who conceives with a donor, so an artificial conception procedure, in that case, the donor is not a legal parent. And the New South Wales law expressly addresses single women in particular. So the mothers in this case have argued that the state law should apply given the omission to address the issue in the Federal Act.
That's Fiona Kelly, a law professor at La Trobe University, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear that full interview on The Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.